response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
It's going to take more than a little rain to get a Knicks fan down today. The city celebrating the team's long-awaited NBA championship with a signature ticker tape parade in Lower Manhattan, no matter what the weather brings. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer telling Knicks fans to prepare to get a little wet.
We are tracking some showers across the area now, and it is going to be a windy, warm day today with more humidity. We'll start off the Knicks parade with 74 degrees at 10 a.m. will warm to 81 in the early afternoon, with AccuWeather real field temperatures reaching the low to mid 80s. You are going to want the rain gear as those showers continue. There can also be thunder as we head into the early afternoon hours, but any heavy thunderstorms hold off until later in the day. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer on New York's weather station 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The parade begins at 10 this morning. Will make its way up the fabled Canyon of Heroes on Broadway. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Schuck is in Lower Manhattan this morning, where parade prep has been going on all night.
Well, good morning. From the start of the parade, it's going to be a historic day. A sea of Knicks shirts have already descended here in Lower Manhattan, and I have to tell you, there are police everywhere. I've never seen anything like this. The entire area at the start of Battery Park is on lockdown. Mike Cipolla, among the millions who are saying, pinch me. They can't believe this is happening.
The fact that they came back from almost every game felt magical. And it's like, there's only one way for this to end, and that's a championship. Yeah.
Very strict rules. The NYPD saying no alcohol. Things like chairs and coolers, umbrellas are all prohibited, and cops will not tolerate any violence.
Anyone who breaks the law should expect swift enforcement action and immediate consequences.
And Police Commissioner Tesh reminding the public that there are 23 pens along the Canyon of Heroes, but once they fill up with fans, you will be turned away. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here we are getting ready for the Knicks parade in Lower Manhattan.
Well, big bucks for a little Knicks fan, one who could pass for Finals MVP, Jalen Brunson, apparently. A five-year-old named Francisco won the $5,000 grand prize in a JB lookalike contest yesterday at Washington Square Park. He beat out fans like Stan, who tells 1010 Winds people are always telling him he's a ringer for the Knicks captain.
I guess when he started growing his hair, closer to 2022, it was a little bit more notoriety for me. Everywhere I was going, a couple places. Even 1010 Winds probably would have stopped me once before and told me I looked like Jalen Brunson.
And although Stan is sad he didn't win, he says the Knicks title win is enough of a prize for him. You know that Knicks-themed subway entrance outside the Garden that was decorated in team colors for the playoffs? Well, it's going to stay that way for a while, at least through next season. Governor Hochul teaming up with director and Knicks superfan Spike Lee to make the announcement.
Let's keep all this incredible feeling going. Look at this station. We painted this orange and blue.
Orange and blue.
I'm going to declare that we're going to keep it orange and blue all the way through the next championship season. What do you think about that?
New York City will be fun city again.
A fun city. You heard it here.
And it's from a video posted on the governor's YouTube page. Now, if you haven't seen it, the station is at the entrance to the ACE trains on the southeast corner of 34th Street and 8th Avenue. And it's become a destination in and of itself for fans and tourists. The MTA is also celebrating today by running a vintage K train between 168th Street and the World Trade Center. It features an R32 car that last ran in the subway the last time the Knicks made title runs in the early 1970s. Well, an extra month of work is going to be needed on that train tunnel that connects Queens with Penn Station that's already been closed for over a year now. Amtrak officials announcing yesterday that newly discovered defects in the tunnel's concrete means the work won't wrap by July 6th after all. Tube number 2, as it's known, is 116 years old and one of four under the East River that's used by the Long Island Railroad and NJ Transit, as well as Amtrak. It was damaged by salt water during Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Now, once it's fixed, they'll shut down Tube number 1 under the East River for similar repairs. Despite the flaws, Amtrak says the tunnels are safe and they're not worried about structural integrity. Well, a teenager dead in Central Park yesterday, killed in a horse carriage incident. The 18-year-old victim was a tourist from India taking a ride with his family when the horse horse suddenly bolted. Christina Hansen is with TWU Local 100, which represents carriage owners and drivers.
They had gone to see the Bow Bridge at Cherry Hill, and everybody was getting back with the carriage. And something happened. He said he didn't hear anything. He didn't, you know, he was with the arms length reach of the horse. He didn't hear anything, didn't see anything. Horse took off.
And that is what the driver described about the incident. She says there were three other people in the carriage with the teen that was killed, but they didn't suffer any significant injuries, we are told. The owner of a luxury clothing brand accused of running a modern-day sweatshop here in Manhattan, exploiting her employees and stealing their wages.
Salon 1884 may have manufactured luxury items that sold for thousands of dollars. But the owner of this brand, Andrea Marshall, is now facing multiple charges. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says she overworked her employees and frequently didn't pay them.
Operating a veritable sweatshop right here in the garment district.
On the outside, this looked like a luxury brand, but on the inside, far from it.
In total, we allege that she stole approximately $54,000 from 9 workers, nearly 1,000 hours of labor without pay. She would make limited payments or promise payment.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, after years and years of waiting for justice, it finally came yesterday for relatives of the victims of the Gilgo Beach serial killer. Rex Heuermann was sent to prison for the rest of his life by an angry judge following an emotional court proceeding.
The children of the victims of serial killer Rex Heuermann spoke about the pain of growing up without a mother.
The first time I remember experiencing depression in my life was my first Christmas without her.
I never had her when I needed her, and I will never have her in the future when I need her.
Some of the family members loudly spoke to Rex while looking at him, but he never looked at them.
She never picked up the phone. She didn't call anyone back because of you.
For others, it's been decades. The pain, however, is still very raw.
I lived with survivor's guilt for over a decade.
10 family members of the victims spoke in court. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Heuermann pleaded guilty this past April to strangling 8 women, then dismembering their remains and disposing them in remote areas around Long Island, including Gilgo Beach. He was given that life sentence with no possibility of parole after making a brief statement that included the words, quote, I am responsible.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.